On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Friday afternoon, we visit with KSDK sports director Frank Cusumano, who's with us this afternoon. How are you, Frank? Happy Friday.
Good to be with you, sir. Doing well. Thank you.
You know, I always kind of put a caveat over the course of the Blues season where I'm just not the hockey expert. I don't get into hockey as much. I was in Las Vegas a couple weekends ago, and I have friends that are season ticket holders for the Knights, and it was when they were in the series against the Avalanche, and I followed the Knights a little bit outside of any other hockey teams just because I consider Las Vegas my second home. So I could not turn this game off last night. Vegas goes to a 2-0 lead. Then eventually the Hurricanes tie it. It's 3-3. Stone ends up tying it. Well, I guess Carolina has a 3-2 lead. Mark Stone ties it at 18:39. It goes into overtime, and 4 minutes into overtime, Carolina salvages a game, or they would have been down 2-0 in this series. But that was a hell of a hockey game last night.
It was. Every time Las Vegas plays, by the way, it's a hell of a hockey game. And I got to tell you, Mark, if they would have just held on there, this series would have been over, because there's no way with the momentum they had being up 2-0 and going back home. But, you know, Carolina is the Eastern Conference champions for a reason, so we're going to have ourselves a hell of a series.
Look, the emotional toll that took on both teams as they were clearing the ice last night was incredible. So I'll be very interested to see, you know, when they go back to T-Mobile in Vegas and play this out. All right, we got some roster changes on our St. Louis Cardinals, and look who's back in the lineup, Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered, because he can't play and winning baseball for a long period of time with only one productive offensive outfielder. So he'll play left field, and very shortly, Nathan Church will be back, and he'll move to center, and I think Victor Scott may go to Memphis. But so JC goes down today as they activate Newt, and he will lead off. J.J. Weatherholt has a nagging injury. He'll get a rest tonight, maybe he'll play by the weekend. But let's face it, when Lars Nootbaar is right, he has pretty good power, he's a pretty good fielder, and he does get on base at a really nice rate. So it's a welcome back and a much-needed return for Lars Nootbaar.
I mean, the injury that he had was just so weird with his feet. It's been a long, long recovery. I haven't really tracked, you know, his rehab assignment, but how has he done the last couple of weeks earning, you know, his way, not earning his way back, we knew he was coming back, but just getting ready to play back in the bigs?
Well, he's hit 3 home runs in the minor leagues in limited at-bats, so that's impressive. And I thought that Chaim Bloom said something kind of interesting the other day, Mark. He said that, you know, last year he played with this heel issue. He had surgery on both of his heels, and they think that now that that's been corrected, and boy, he's had a long time to rehabilitate, that we are going to see a more explosive Lars Nootbaar, the Lars Nootbaar we saw when he first came up, you know, a few years back. So that's a really good sign.
All right, we got the Cincinnati Reds in town, and, you know, this is a division rivalry. Cincinnati is 31-30 overall. They're 2-10, though, versus divisional opponents. What do you think about the matchup tonight? It's Leahy against Singer.
Well, we are going to see the worst starting pitching in our division. And the Reds just, they don't have starting pitching. All these guys we're going to see this weekend have ERAs like above 5. So I think the Cardinals are going to score some runs, and I'd be disappointed if they don't win at least 2 of the 3, especially if you consider the way our starting pitching has been. I mean, Mark, who would have thought at the beginning of the season that in June we'd be saying Andre Pallante has the most victories on the staff? And Leahy has pitched well. McGreevy has kept that ERA under 3. And after a couple of horrendous starts, we know how good Dustin May has been. So the starting pitching has been surprisingly good for the Cardinals.
So did you just say, I guess I wasn't on top of the possibles with the roster changes, you're assuming at this point Victor Scott's bat's just not coming around, that he's going back down too?
Yeah, I think when Nathan Church returns, that would be the next move. I mean, look, it may be Torres, but unless Victor Scott shows a little bit of a pulse on the offensive end, I don't think they can carry that bat. I really want to see some of these other guys they brought up, like Nelson Velasquez, you know, get some at-bats and see what they can do offensively.
Yeah, so, like, what's your take on Jimmy Crooks right now? He's playing behind the plate tonight. How's he doing?
Well, he's gotten hits in his last couple of starts, and he deserves to keep getting at-bats. You can't deny, you know, his 13 home runs in Memphis and that awesome, you know, OPS. Mark, he's got to get at-bats, and I think he's going to be fine.
So I haven't talked about this yet this afternoon, but I just think this whole story about the Chicago Bears moving to Indiana, which became closer to reality today, is nuts. I don't understand it. I don't know how they're not going to alienate their fans from the north suburbs or the north side that will have, you know, at least a half an hour more drive. It's 24 miles from where Soldier Stadium is right now to this location in Hammond, Indiana. I feel like I'm missing something here, but this is crazy.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I don't want, you know, politicians to cave to owners, but this has been going on for a long time, and this is just flat out embarrassing that your Chicago Bears will not play their football games in the state of Illinois, especially with a team that has a chance to really be elite and maybe even be a Super Bowl team. I think the politicians just blew it.
I don't think it's final yet, but Indiana's acting like it is final, and they're sort of spiking the ball. By the way, I kind of skipped over the NBA Finals. Game two is tonight. Can the Knicks win 13 games in a row?
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze. Let's love!
I think they can, but I would bet on the Pacers. I mean, excuse me, on the Spurs holding serve tonight. It's a must game. Again, you can't go back to New York down 2-0. And I think they're going to have to find a way to be more efficient with Victor Wembanyama. His final numbers weren't bad, but Mark, he was like 6 of 21 from the field. He can't do that and for the Spurs to win. So I think he's gonna play better, and the Spurs are going to play better, and this series is even tonight.
Are you going to spend any time? I'm going to do a little bit of a promotion with Chris Blair here coming up at 5:04, the big IndyCar event at Worldwide Technology Raceway. You going out there at all this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I was there today, interviewed a couple of the drivers. And, you know, look, every one of those IndyCar drivers that were a part of the most memorable Indy 500 I can ever remember, they will all be here, same drivers, same cars. They love this oval track. I think the attendance is going to be great. I love being out there on a Sunday night.
Prime time on Fox on Sunday, too, which is awesome. What do you have coming up on your show Sunday night?
Well, we're going to have Bill McDermott talking World Cup soccer, and we're also going to celebrate what the Sports Commission has done with the St. Louis Marathon Trials, or the Olympic Marathon Trials, coming to St. Louis in 2028. Mark Shriver has really done a terrific job.
Yeah, so they made that announcement yesterday, and that was exciting. I mean, comment that I wish they had more track and field events here. It'd be kind of fun to see more stuff than the marathon, but that's just one marathon with the men and the women, right?
Yes, you will have between 400 and 700 runners competing, and the top three men and the top three women on March 25th will qualify for the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028.
And it will finish inside Energizer Park, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's what makes it really awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
Frank, have a great weekend. We will we'll talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, take care, sir.
Take care. Frank Cusimano, KSDK, is busy with lots of sports this weekend. Here we're going to hook up with Chris Blair, who's the executive vice president and the GM over there at Worldwide Technology Raceway. I was at one of those races a couple years ago. It was my only open-wheel racing event. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Fun.
But to his point, I'm glad he reminded me about that finish with the Indy 500 because that was incredible. So this is going to be great for St. Louis on Sunday night. We're also going to spend some time with Scott Jaga. Scott worked here in the building for a long time.
Yay.
On KMOX. He helped us out with election night in 2024, but he's back covering horse racing in Saratoga. The Belmont Stakes is going to take place in Saratoga at Saratoga Racecourse because they're still remodeling the big wide oval that is Belmont Park in Elmont, New York. So I think they're back there next year for the third leg of the Triple Crown. And then Mike Morrow, who is the mayor of Grafton, Illinois, they do a big dedication of this incredible National Memorial of Military Ascent, which we've been talking about for a couple of years, mainly because Sue is indirectly related to the mayor of Grafton. You're going to be there tomorrow for that ceremony, and I can't wait for people to see it. I think it's very, very exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, it's cool. And I'm going to do my best to get this on the radar of some national folks, too, because there's no reason that Brian Kilmeade and some of these folks aren't talking about that. Right, Sue?
Agreed.
It's all coming up, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.